Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface at MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. I'm your host, Drew Mandel, joined in the press box by my colleague, Michael Remus. And the Winnipeg Jets have just been defeated moments ago by the St. Louis Blues by a 2-1 margin in what I would describe as sort of a prototypical St. Louis Blues game. Very tight checking, very responsible defensively. Something you don't necessarily see from the Winnipeg Jets on an everyday basis. And I would say that the Winnipeg Jets were sort of victims of bad luck in this game, and at least not getting a point. Everything about this game sort of was pretty evenly played. It wasn't an artistic contest by any stretch of the imagination. It wasn't the prettiest game. It's not going to be sent to the Hall of Fame as an exemplary example of what an NHL hockey game can be. But it was very tight checking, played a lot in the neutral zone, and the Jets played the St. Louis Blues game, and they played it with them for really the majority of this game, and just by a bad luck goal that we'll get to in the course of this podcast. Late in the game, they ended up falling by a 2-1 margin to the Blues tonight.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And I think that the one positive the Jets can take away from this game is that, first of all, they were able to hang in with the Blues, who are a top NHL team and were in for most of the game. But also, for a few stretches there, the power play was looking like we had never seen it before this season.
A competent power play.
Which is, for any other team, it's not really a compliment, but for this Winnipeg Jets team, whose power play has been dreadful all season, it's quite the accomplishment.
Right. The Jets, through the course of the game, they did get one power play goal. Their only goal today was a power play goal, 1-for-4. But, to the point of what you were saying there, it was it resembled a NHL power play in that it was set up properly and you had some good puck movement and good zone presence, and it wasn't sort of chicken without a head on the power play that we often see from the Jets. Certainly were bad power plays, but for the most part, the power play was better for the Jets tonight. But unfortunately for the Jets, they did fall to the Blues by a 2-1 margin. The difference being a late third period goal on the power play by the Blues. And you mentioned, the Jets were able to stay with the Blues for the most part in tonight's game. That's really three games now this year between the Jets and the Blues that, they could have gone either way. The first game in Winnipeg was the one that the Blues had taken, I believe they had a three, it was the Jacob Trouba game where he got injured, and the Blues, I believe, had a 3-1 lead on the Jets in the third period of that game. Jets came back and ended up winning that game. I don't recall off the top of my head if it was an overtime or a shootout. Okay, so a shootout where I believe they won 4-3, if I'm not mistaken. And then the other game, the second game between these two teams this year, took place in St. Louis, where the Jets fell by a 1-goal margin, a late goal again by the St. Louis Blues on the power play. Very much resembles what happened tonight, in that the Jets took a penalty towards the end of the game. I did not like this call. I thought it was one of those calls, play on, because it could have gone to either player. They ended up calling it on Dustin Byfuglien. He was in the penalty box when the Blues scored that goal. To me, it was just both guys battling, neither of whom participated in an especially egregious event that warranted a penalty call in that play. But the refs obviously saw it differently. Jets took a penalty, and it ended up in the back of the net on a fluke play.
Are we going to talk about the penalty now, or do you want to save it?
Let's start with the first goal in tonight's game.
Okay, because I kind of disagree with the penalty, but we'll get to that when the time comes. The
first period, there was this game, like I said, wasn't the most exciting game we've ever seen. It was actually relatively dull for the most part. First period, didn't see any scoring, didn't really see very many shots on goal either, if I have it.
Yeah, the shots after the first were 8-2.
Yeah, 8-2 for the Jets. Which doesn't, wasn't a fair example. I thought it was an evenly played first period. The St. Louis Blues today, I thought, were a one-line team. And you look at this team, and the depth is actually quite impressive. This is a team that, healthy scratched Magnus Pjärvi, who, they got from the Edmonton Oilers for David Perron in the offseason, so he can't even crack the lineup on this team, when David Perron obviously was their former captain, if I'm not mistaken. But today, the only line that stood out for me for the St. Louis Blues was their top line of Alex Steen, David Backes, and TJ Oshie. Pretty much everybody else on the Blues forward group was sort of MIA, and this had been a Blues team that had been struggling. They'd been out in California, where they really got handled for three straight games by the Ducks, the Kings, and the Sharks. So they came into Winnipeg a little bit down in their confidence and a little bit down in their play on ice, and only really one line on that team showed up, as you know, to my opinion, and they still were able to pull off the victory here tonight. So I think this might be a bit of a catalyst. Hey, we didn't play that well. We still got a win. Let's take this. Let's escape with our 2 points and run home to St. Louis.
Yeah, I thought in the third period, Jaden Schwartz made some nice plays. Tarasenko had a scoring chance.
Chris Stewart hit a post.
And Tarasenko at the post, too.
But for the most part, I thought the only noticeable line was that first line.
The first line was dominant. It was, well, maybe not dominant, but it was definitely very tough for the Jets to generate anything when that line was on the ice.
Yeah, exactly right. And for the Jets, I thought, the Jets were the Jets. I thought that they didn't play overwhelmingly well. I didn't think anybody stood out, but I didn't think anybody was especially poor tonight. Really, all through the forward group and all through the defense. You know, you noticed Blake Wheeler a little bit tonight. I thought he was pretty okay for the Jets.
I thought Trouba got a second star. He deserved it. He was
Trouba was. You know, the truth is, I mean, no sense in even mentioning it. He's been that good night in, night out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to believe for a 19-year-old, but he was by far the best Jets player on the ice tonight.
Yes, and was, you know, this, we talk about the three stars. I mean, they're meaningless, but he definitely was the Jets. But you saw him when he was on the ice on the power play, that he was able to, you know, he was in the middle on the blue line.
He controls the play when he's on the ice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to believe you say that. I know that, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, who are blowing a lot of smoke, in Jacob Trouba's nether regions for how great he is. He's been, he just is that good for this team.
I would agree. I think there's a few times maybe he held on to the puck a bit too long, but I mean, he's 19. I think he's going to develop, and it's amazing already how good he is. And I thought the power play with him and Trafley showed some creativity that we really hadn't seen on the power play this year.
The Jets would love to see that for the next 15 years. Anyways, after the first period, it was a scoreless tie, 0-0. The Blues opened the scoring at the 4:44 mark of the second period. Alex Steen with the goal from TJ Oshie and David Back. It's just an awful goal. Steen has the puck behind the Jets net. He sees that Andre Pavlik is cheating off of the post. I don't know what Pavlik was thinking. Obviously, he was trying to get into better position for a potential, pass and then shot. Steen sees that he's cheating and just banks it in off of Andre Pavlik himself. You can say that if that goal doesn't go in, then maybe the Jets, end up tied going into, at the end of three periods, or they have the lead. I mean, I don't like the ifs or buts, but that's an atrocious goal for Andre Pavlik to give up in a game that had been very even to that point, and the Blues ended up getting first blood as a result.
I would agree. I mean, if you're Alex Steen and a Blues fan, yeah, that's just a great heads-up play by Steen. But if you're Jets, I mean, Andre Pavlik, that's a goaltending 101.
Yeah.
He's got to be hugging the post there with the puck in the corner. You can't let that go. And it's so, you're playing well, you're playing against the top team, and then you have a goal like that go in. It's almost demoralizing and takes a bit of wind out of your sails.
Yeah, it did. In the second period, there was no other blood in the second period. It was, 1-0. Thing for St. Louis at the end of 40 minutes. Jets, had some scoring chances here or there. Nothing of any significance really for either team for the most part in this game. Like I said, it was a relatively dull game. Jets opened their scoring, tying the game at one goal apiece at the 3-minute mark of the third period on the power play. And you had mentioned that we had talked about the power play earlier on in this podcast. Brian Little gets the goal, assist to Andrew Ladd and Olli Jokinen. Jets win the draw. Bring it back to the point, and I believe it was Klitsam passes it to Ladd or to Jokinen on the sideboards. Jokinen passes it to Ladd even further down the sideboards, really sort of at the half boards. Passes it into the middle where Little is set up, sort of right around the face-off circle, give or take. Sort of right around the parallel where the face-off dot would be on the face-off circle. And it's an absolute one-timer, and he whips it past Brian Elliott.
Yeah, and that's what the Jets, they had a plan on the power play. They had guys on the half wall, below the goal line, and then I love the spot where Brian Little is. It's not the obvious spot, right in front of the net, the slot, but it's just above the face-off dot, but below the top of the circle, and it's just that pocket there in the power in the penalty kill where no one's really around him and he can't cover, and he's got a great shot. We've seen it all year, and that's how Brian Little scores goals. That was a goal scorer's goal right there. Just a fantastic shot and the great job by the Jets by setting up that play.
Exactly. And, I mean, it was a nice pass from the half wall, which the Jets, you know, obviously have trouble with the distribution on the power play. So finally they get some nice movement down the wall, and Little's in a good position, in a good shooting position. And as soon as it's on a stick, it's off a stick, and it's in the back of the net. And it's 1-1 between the Jets and the Blues with 17 minutes to go. Rest of the third period saw, you know, the St. Louis, you know, exerted their will on the Jets a little bit. They probably controlled the majority of the third period play, I would suggest. Jets had some trouble. They were running around in their own zone, and there was no blood drawn until the 16:58 mark, with Dustin Byfuglien into the penalty box for a not a great penalty to be called at that point, as far as I was concerned. I didn't love the call by the official, especially in a 1-1 tie with, you know, less than 4 minutes to play. But, and this is just a bad luck goal. Kevin Shattenkirk's got the puck at the blue line. He takes a shot. Brian Little goes down. He blocks, I would say, half of the puck. It turns into a knuckle puck that just sort of floats through the air. Andre Pavlik's going, you know, cross crease to get into position to save the shot from Shattenkirk that he thought was coming, because everybody thought it was coming. The puck ends up floating to the area that Pavlik had vacated into the back of the net, and it's 2-1 for St. Louis.
Yeah, and let's just go back to the penalty here. I mean, a lot of fans, MTS Center, obviously the home crowd, didn't like the call, but I kind of saw it the ref's way. I mean, Dustin Byfuglien, I didn't think he was, you know, he wasn't really hustling back for the puck. He got beat by the Blues player, and then instead of, you know, using his shoulder to outmuscle the guy, he gets his stick up in between, you know, the forwards, the St. Louis player's chest. Sorry, I forget who it was.
I'm not sure who it was. I forget the top.
But he puts it, he kind of like digs his stick in there.
So you thought it was a hook.
The stick, yeah, I mean, when they both go down, but you can see, clearly see Buffon's stick, you know, at his chest and his stick up in the air. I thought he hauled him down by the stick, and to me, that's hooking. I mean, look, if he takes him down by the shoulder, but I mean, I thought he initiated everything with the stick, and it was definitely a penalty. I mean, a tough call, but I didn't see the hustle from him to get to the puck. It just seemed like a lazy stick penalty to me.
Well, different in opinion, but that's more than welcome here. I mean, on the Illegal Curve postgame podcast.
Yeah, we're up here. I haven't seen the replay too many times, but at first glance, I wasn't surprised when the ref raised his hand.
And I wasn't thrilled with the call, but again, we haven't seen the replay too many times up here. Anyways, so the Blues made it 2-1 at that point in time. There was just over 3 minutes to go. The Jets pulled the goalie.
Yeah, they had nothing.
They didn't really have much in terms of any... There's really not much in terms of any zone time, so they couldn't even get the puck in deep to start forechecking on the Blues. They had it in there in the last sort of 30 seconds of it, but it was along the sideboard, and there was no threat of it becoming a scoring chance at any point. Blues were very good, defensively, and good at clearing the puck out of their zone. And
They just had no room to enter the puck. I mean, there was no space in the neutral zone.
The Blues clog the neutral zone. They're a very heavy team. They like to play on the boards. I mean, there's a talent disparity when you watch the Blues versus the Winnipeg Jets, especially when you go through the 1-4 lines on these two teams. I mean, you know, with all due respect to Chris Thorburn, I know he's playing, you know, out of his position as a second-line left winger. I mean, he's not a second-line left winger. We all know that. The Jets are lacking in talent right now, especially without Evander Kane there to populate the left side on that second line, or, you know, really be a goal scorer. So the Jets, you know, played against a better opponent, and they were in the game for really the majority of the game, 60 minutes, and it was a fluke goal that ended up costing them at least 1 point tonight at MTS Center.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at the Florida game, and it was a clear lack of effort, and tonight that was not the case at all. I mean, they hung with the Blues, you know, one of the top teams in the league, Stanley Cup contender, for majority of the game. The effort was there. Just, it was two fluke goals tonight that put the Jets behind. And they really, I mean, I'm trying to think of significant scoring chances that the Jets had. I mean, other than a few on the power play, there really wasn't much on 5-on-5 at all. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. The ice time, in terms of the ice time, Dustin Byfuglien was the horse on the back end for the Jets. 28 minutes and 49 seconds of ice time tonight. In second spot on the back end there, Toby Enstrom, no surprise, his defensive partner, at 24-19. 14. In terms of the forwards, Andrew Ladd played 20 minutes and 25 seconds of this game. He led all forwards in ice time for the Winnipeg Jets. Jets are next in action Thursday night against the Colorado Avalanche, where they try and win the second game on this short three-game homestand. Puck drop, of course, 7 p.m. at MTS Center. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m., NHL Midweek with the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on TSN 1290. Tune in. We'll announce some great guests tomorrow on our Twitter feed, at Illegal Curve. For my colleagues, Dave Minuk and Ezra Ginsberg, who are gathering audio from both the Jets and the St. Louis Blues dressing room. For Michael Remus, thanks for filling in, Remo, on analyzing this game with me tonight. I'm your host, Drew Mindell. This has been the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. Thanks very much for listening.